It's time now for the Kill the Can podcast.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Kill the Can podcast. It is Monday morning. It is early Monday morning. I just dropped off my son at school, and I'm making my way down to the office. It has been about a week or so since the last episode of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed episode 31, which was my conversation with Duathman on his podcast, Health Transformation with Travis. I wanted to jump on this morning and relay kind of an interesting conversation. I thought it was interesting. Interesting conversation I had just yesterday on Facebook Messenger. I got a message from a longtime quitter, guy that helped me quite a bit during my quit. His name is Quittin' Time on the forum. And he has he's been quit longer than I have, so he's probably in the 17, 18, it might be close to 20 years at this point that he's been quit. And he reached out to me and he said, "Hey, is there a section on KTC for vapors? I got someone to send that way, but that's their delivery system." And so I responded to him and I said, "Well, I said, we don't have a specific section, but the reality is we've got lots of vapors and Zyn users and, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, send them our way. We'll be more than happy to help." Because as we all know, the reality here is our drug of choice and our addiction of choice and the addiction that we are fighting against is the addiction to nicotine. And as you've heard me talk, I imagine, so many times on the podcast, the delivery method is really not important when you're dealing with addiction. And so it was fun. Ironically enough, he wrote me back and he said, "What the fuck is a Zyn?" He said, "That's how much I don't give a damn about nicotine anymore. Anyways, I'll send them that way." And I just thought that was an absolutely awesome thing. The fact that he didn't even know what Zyn was. And because it's just not on his radar anymore. He has so thoroughly defeated his addiction to nicotine that he is not even aware of the newest product out there that Big Tobacco is using to lure its customers and arguably children into kind of their ecosystem. And I just thought that was really awesome. It made me really happy for him that he is so far removed from his addiction that it just never even enters his frame of consciousness anymore. And I'll be honest with you, like, if I wasn't super involved with the Kill the Can community these days, I might not. Well, I take that back. I've got kids. I've got three boys, and so I would imagine that I would know about Zyn and vaping and those kind of things. But I don't know. I just thought that was really cool. I wanted to pass it along. But back to kind of the answer to that question, just because this community is called killthecan.org, it's really important that people understand that we are not just about quitting smokeless tobacco. Yes, that is absolutely why this organization was founded. It is absolutely our focus, and it always has been. But the reality is there are so many new products out there and so many new delivery systems that quite frankly just didn't exist when Kill the Can was formed as an organization some, you know, 18 years ago in November of 2006. Vaping wasn't a thing back then. Nicotine pouches weren't a thing back then. And so it's funny. We have seen, as you would imagine, a huge influx of nicotine pouch users coming into our community looking to quit. Now, I will say the overall journey you know, those first 100 days and those kind of things, the overall journey for, say, a Zyn user has been remarkably consistent with a smokeless tobacco user. You know, people quitting those two things. But there have been a couple of differences that I have noticed that continue to kind of keep popping up. And again, I was not a Zyn user, so I don't have any specific personal experience to relay here. But a couple things that I have seen, it seems the Zyn users, and I'm using Zyn as kind of a catch-all for nicotine pouches. That could be Rogue or On or those kind of things. Zyn is the big one. But it seems that Zyn users have more, maybe I'll call it digestive issues than smokeless tobacco users have. At least I've seen those reported more often recently. And I think, and that's not to say that smokeless tobacco users don't have those issues, because they absolutely do. I think what I'm seeing is Zyn users are experiencing those issues longer into their quit than smokeless tobacco users are. Now, I have no idea why that would be the case. This is purely anecdotal. I don't know if there's a medical reason for it. And again, I'm not a doctor. If I had to guess, I would say it's because maybe Zyn users are swallowing the juices of their products more than smokeless tobacco users are. Now, there are certainly smokeless users that gut their spit all the time. I was never one. I was always spitting. But that would be my guess. Again, it's an educated guess at best. I'm not a doctor. And again, I'm just kind of relaying some stuff that I'm hearing anecdotally from quitters as they quit Zyn products. When it comes to vapors that come to Kill the Can to quit, as you would imagine, I'm seeing more, they are more akin to a traditional smoker that quits than a smokeless user, right? So they are dealing with more chest congestion. They're dealing with more nasally issues. I've heard a lot of issues around kind of ear, nose, throat things from vapors. Again, I'm not a doctor. I don't know of any specific kind of medical reasonings for this. This is all purely anecdotal. But this is what we're hearing. This is what I'm seeing within the community specific to vapors. Now, again, I will reiterate, the overall overarching journey towards nicotine freedom is still incredibly consistent. So if you sit down and you're a vapor or you're a Zyn user and you look at the articles on Kill the Can, if you look at the advice we're giving, if you look at the timeline of what to expect when you quit, it is going to be very, very accurate to your journey as well. But again, I have been hearing some nuances to those, we'll call them teachings and timelines and those kind of things, again, specific to nicotine pouch users such as Zyn users and vapors. But again, I wanted to jump on this morning because it's really important to me that people understand that just because we're called killthecan.org, I don't want people to ignore the fact that there is a ton of valuable information within our community for vapors, for nicotine pouch users, and we are more than willing, more than happy to pay it forward, to help those users the same way we help a smokeless tobacco user or a smoker, because the reality is that nicotine is what we're fighting against. It is an honor to be quit with every single one of you today, quitters. We'll talk to you soon. Have a wonderful week.
Join us again next time for another edition of the Kill the Can podcast.